Hello, everybody, and welcome to this first full recording that will probably be posted to at least Twitter and possibly other places. But welcome, nonetheless. These are being recorded using a pair of Sound Professionals BMC-3 stereo binaural mics. And a Zoom H1 digital recorder with no other processing done to the files. As you hear them, the 128K MP3 is the audio you're getting. For this trip, we're going to take you from my apartment, which I'm in now. And I just opened the door and closed the door on purpose because I realized I want to talk before I get walking. I want to take you from this apartment. We're going to go out of the living room, and we're going to take you on a walk from here to Subway and back. And hopefully, this walk will demonstrate these microphones well enough and show you that I did actually buy them and they are working as expected. Audio nerds among you, unless you're going to cough up the $100 difference, I wasn't going to get the mics everybody was wanting me to get, which were a lot more expensive. These mics get the job done and fit my needs nicely. Keeping that in mind, we'll get started. It is September the 5th, 2013. Oh wait, I forgot my... I better grab my scanner before I leave because I don't want to be outside and there'd be a problem and I not have appropriate piece of hardware to listen to. Here we go. I'm gonna go ahead and shove the scanner in the same pocket as my keys. It's because I can. And we'll fire it up. This scans, please fire an EMS. And we'll scan the subway as we walk by it. I'm gonna turn it down a bit though. I don't want it blasting everybody, but I do want it hearable. There we go.
Good evening, dispatch. When to sign on, badge number 4165.
And here we go. Put my hand on the door to make sure it doesn't slam. It's a bit of a windier night out here, so hopefully that will give a demonstration as well of the wind screens on this particular recorder. The way I've got them, actually, let me move the mics back a little bit. There we go. I apologize for the handling there for just a second. I just had to fix the mics. One is pointing forward, the other is pointing back because of the way I had to mount the windscreens. Hello. To the mics, and no one's in this elevator. Awesome. I'm gonna go to B1. I stepped over so that I'm out of the way. I'm just heading downstairs. Here we are. Anyway, I mounted these in a weird way, so I kind of screwed up a bit when I mounted these, but they get the job done, and I'm told that it doesn't matter how you hook them up. They're... Is the word omnidirectional? Or bidirectional? I don't remember. Either way, they get the job done, and we're headed for outside. Here we go. Outside we go. Hello! Smells like laundry out here, folks. And cookies, actually. There's the cookie factory nearby as well, up on Bermondsey. But you can smell it down here. Someone's got the dumpster, the recycling truck things out here as well. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and as well, it smells like laundry and cookie factory. And the temperature on this brisk September 5th evening
is when I looked about less than half an hour ago from the time of recording, 12 degrees Celsius or 54 Fahrenheit. Let's take a look right now what it is, see if I can have an app come up here using an iPhone 5. Let's see if I can. Now, this will be the second time I've been near enough to subway that I've checked in there, so on Foursquare, but I won't do that now. We're gonna go to degrees. It still says it's 12. Let's just take a look. Yeah, 12 is the current temperature. That's 54 Fahrenheit. 49 minutes ago, okay. We're dropping to a low of 8 Celsius. About probably 48 Fahrenheit or so. Let me just let someone else know that. Hold on. Let me just go here and go. Oops. Come on. Here we go. There we go. Just be aware, the low tonight is supposed to be 8 Celsius, or I think that's about 48 Fahrenheit, just so you're aware. There we go. I've just sent that message to the WhatsApp app. Now, we're heading out to our first crossing. The wind's about 17 kilometers an hour, so it says. I don't like crossing this thing at night, but it should be okay to cross. Because at night, the light here doesn't change as often. After, I think it's 9 at night, the light doesn't change as often. Anyway, but here we go. I made our first crossing and we're heading up the street. It's mostly a straight on crossing, a straight route all the way down to Subway. It's about a 10 or 15 minute walk. So ordering, it's a 10 or 15 minute walk, depending on your speed. Sometimes less, sometimes more, depending on how fast you walk. Plus time to order, get your food, and then come home. It's about 45 minutes to an hour out, depending. Apparently there's a battery in my pocket. There we go. Turn the scanner off, but I can't hear it. There. Got it just loud enough that I can hear it. We're getting near the subway, as you can hear. As you can hear, we're getting close to the subway station here. Apparently I've got a pulled muscle somewhere, that hurts. Anyway, traffic's of course on my left. And it will remain that way, all the way up to Vic Park and Danforth, and I'll cross the Danforth and turn right. In that area, for those who are interested, is it? Plaza. Let me just tell the scanner to stop monitoring that channel. There's a control channel because there's a tower nearby and because I'm so close to the subway station, the scanner was monitoring that channel, and I just temporarily locked it out. I should find out which channel it's actually doing that to and perma-lock it out or remove it. It's one of the voice control channels for the NPT 1325 trunk tracking. And frankly, I don't care if I get weird looks when I'm talking to myself, because I'm not. So bite it. And here's Echo. Here we go. That is some echo in this area because we're by the tracks. And here's the signals. That's a signal on my right. We're not crossing there, or I would demonstrate it. Excuse me. Some homeless person is sleeping there. Sleeping in the little cell. I gotta dodge my way around. And we're just gonna get myself all the way over so I'm perfectly, there we go, on the sidewalk. Our first crossing is Denton and Vic Park. Denton Ave and Victoria Park is a light intersection, which means I have a light I have to cross. See it? Following that is a non-controlled side street, which is, I think is called either Silverthorn or Silverman or some... it's called Sutherland, that's right. I knew it because of my side is Sutherland. So first of all, we hit Denton. And to cross Denton, we need to wait for the light. So, we're going to get up here to Denton, which is the first crossing of three we have to make tonight. Evening.
Hi.
Hi. Good evening. Evening. The second person decided not to say hi to me or you guys. I do hope these mics are positioned properly for you all. Hopefully it's centered enough. They're back a little farther. Just because of how I had them on my jacket. Somebody is sending me a frigging WhatsApp message. Here is, let's go over here. Here's Denton, we're gonna cross Denton. Very carefully, because I don't like this crossing. We have now successfully crossed Denton. Next stop, Sutherland. Denton and Sutherland, it's a short walk from Denton to Sutherland. And I mean very short. Like, not even... I think that block was a bit of a longer of the three blocks. And this one's, like, wicked short. Like, oh my freaking god, wicked short. So, I mean, if you aren't paying attention, you miss it. If you blink, you'll miss this block. This is the second block. A lot of you, since we're talking about traveling. I think, but by the way, I think what I just crossed, there was a driveway. I don't know. I need to actually ask somebody what that is. That's not the street crossing, as far as I know. This, though, is. Oh, shut up. That was the street crossing. The thing before it, I don't know what that was. Anyway, when I get my class date for guide dog training, I will be using these mics and this recorder to record training. So to have a stereo image and a better experience training this time around than in the last edition of the training documentary I put together. And there'll be some more written content as well being produced. What's coming? Thanks! Okay. I think that's in some kind of beer store. I'm not sure what that is. I think it's a beer store. There's a bus stop. There's a bus stop. This is really close to Danforth Victoria Park. And here we are at Danforth Victoria Park. Okay, it might be less than 10 minutes. I'm just gonna wait. I'm not an idiot. I am using the audible as crossing just because I... Wait, did I hit the wrong one? I might have actually hit the wrong one. Hold on. Because there's two in this crossing? So I just need to see which one I hit. Okay, I think I used the wrong one. I think I used the wrong one. Let's try this one. Yeah, I did hit the wrong one, so I'm an idiot! Alright, we're gonna wait for the next cycle. It's probably gonna end up... Yeah, see, there's the surge I need, but... Did I hit the right crossing? Let's see, what is this? Yeah, see, that's the wrong side, so... That's the wrong one, so we're just gonna use this one. That's the Victoria Park beeper, not the... Danforth. Control the intersection. That is not what I want. There's two beeping. One on my left, one on my right. Crossing Danforth Lake Park. Turn it right. Swing past the audible there. And we're now on our way up to Subway. It's also next to a second cup. So what's in this complex, you might ask? Right here's a Burger King. I normally do go in here to Burger King on a daily basis. I go to Burger King enough, so Burger King's in here, there's a Staples in here, in this complex, there's a bus stop there. There's a Target as well. There's also a Metro, which has a little Tim Hortons in it, and M&M meat shops. In this area, there's also a couple of, a good Chinese place that I used to, that's called Wing Wings. It's just at the corner on the other side there. Same side of the station. What else is in that area? What else is in that area? Oh, the UPS store is also in this area. Shoppers Drug Mart, I think, is in this area. Hello! Someone with a bike that should be on the road. And there's a Shoppers Drug Mart in the area as well. It's... Let's see. Yeah, it's in the area too, so it's got a post office in it where I can pick up mail as well. I'm gonna turn down my scanner too because it's loud, a little loud. There we go, I've turned down my scanner a bit. Now, we're walking up to Subway, and I'm gonna have to cross one more little crossing, which is a driveway, but it is lighted due to the speed of Danforth Ave at this time of night. Now this time or not, I should be able to get away with crossing this without using the control, I can feel my surge. Somebody either on a motorcycle with a really souped up car. Here I go across the driveway. I have now crossed. My next stop is the path on my left. Twitterific is going off in my pocket. Here we go. I think this should do it. Should take me straight up to the building. Hello! I'm gonna go find the subway. I think it's up here. No, next one up. Here we go. Next one up. Excuse me? This is the subway?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? Not too bad. Hungry. What's the special today?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Can I get a, you know what, I like the Subway meal from yesterday. Can I have that?
Subway,
yep.
Sure. For lunch?
Yes, please.
Sure. What
would
you like?
White tonight.
Is it cheese and
toast? Yeah, can I get extra cheese?
Sure.
Thanks. And toasted, yeah. Quiet in here tonight, unlike last night. Last night was just a little bit nuts. I said last night was busier than tonight.
Oh yeah. Last night was busy.
Yeah.
Drive is slow, so I like it.
Yeah. What are you doing? Hit the clear status icon on the status tab, and that will put you to rides, and then you can re-add the status.
Nothing is happening on the screen.
I know, but no, I have a screen here. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
You're not the only person to say that today.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's
that whole battery saving thing. Don't need the screen turned off.
Oh yeah? Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yep. What? I'll take green peppers.
No lettuce?
No lettuce. Like green peppers, cucumbers, and for tomato tonight.
Tomatoes as well?
Yes, please. And salt. And...
Sorry, like only salt?
Yeah, just salt. And then for the sauce, I'll go with mayonnaise and sweet onion again.
combo with
this? What's the price without a combo?
Price without a combo?
Yeah, what with no combo?
$960.
Alright, go I'll take the combo.
What would you like? Chips, cookies?
Cookies?
Sure, which one?
Oatmeal raisin?
So I just only want oatmeal raisin.
Alright, give me, what do you have left?
I have a double chocolate, a white chip, chocolate chunk.
Go with chocolate chunk instead of oatmeal raisin. Fountain, please. And if you can get that for me, that'd be appreciated.
Sure, please. It's 1243.
1243, that will be on MasterCard. Actually, yeah, either way, same thing, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
All right, then you know what, we'll just do this then. Oops! Yeah, that'll work.
That's cool. Yeah, so I'm just gonna have...
Where is it? Ah, there it is. Thanks. I got it.
That's
cool. Iced tea, no ice.
Iced tea?
Yeah, iced tea, no ice.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks. Take a copy of that? Yes, please.
Yep.
Thank you.
This is the sandwich with the cookies.
Okay.
The bag.
Yep. Put that away. And then I'll take that.
Have them give it the handle. Yeah.
Thank you. Ow! That was brilliant.
Did
you have a seat here? No, I'll be leaving. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good.
Thank you for your service. Have
you
a great
so
night.
Much,
you
man.
Too. You too. Bye
See
now.
You.
Yep.
Bye.
Let me find the way out of here. Just a flat way down. Oh, wait a sec. Go back this way. Find the down curb. Ah, there it is. Hang on, I'm gonna make sure I'm on the driveway. Ah, here we go. Keep an eye on where's that car going. Oh, I didn't go down far enough, did I? No, I didn't. And I don't know where I've landed. Someone moved. My usual outgoing landmark. Let me go up here.
Welcome to the
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Looking for the sidewalk.
Uh-huh. Sidewalk?
Yes.
Just step one step forward.
Oh.
Okay. Turn right.
Thank you. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure I was in the right spot. Thank you. Can't even cross this case. Yeah, I see it. Thank you. What happened there, guys, was I ended up, they took the landmark I used to use to get out of this area away. So it was a little bit of a task getting out of there. And I was in the right, as you heard him say, he said take one step forward, which I was in the right spot to cross the intersection. It was a safe crossing. I was in the right spot. I was on the sidewalk because I was still, I wanted to make sure, because I didn't want to step out of the road and get my butt run over, so I thought I'd check just to make sure I was in the right spot before I stepped off of the one sidewalk I was on onto the other sidewalk that was near it. So here we go, back at the Danforth Vic Park. We're gonna head up here to Danforth and Vic Park. We're gonna cross back over Danforth with the audible crossing, that beeping thing that's more annoying than some people. What's going on up here? I don't know what the heck's going on up here, but I probably won't ever know. Alright. Passing the Burger King, which one of these days I will take you into.
You want a shit?
I'm sorry?
You want to shit?
No. No, thank you. Ah. That was the bus stop. So we're going to use, coming up to the audibles, which are right here, which are right up here. Let me try this one first, since I'm closest to it. Oh, I think I might have missed it. Ha! Ah. We're gonna play it safe. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I was right. I did miss the surge, so we're just gonna push it again, step back to the crossing. One of our city buses. Crossing Vic Park and Danforth. circumvent the other pole that will usually take you across Vic. Hello! That'll take you across Vic Park. But because we don't want to go that way tonight, we just took a minute. In this area as well is an RBC and a CIBC. Bank-wise, for those in Canada who know both of those are, but those are both banks. And we're taking the same route back. I'll bet you I'll be done my AST by the time I get back too. But that's okay. This is one of those routes that I could do in my sleep. Now that I know exactly how it's laid out, exactly how the controllers are laid out, and the intersection. And here is Sutherland. And then upcoming that really short block to Denton. With a couple of weird crossing driveway things in the middle of it. Oops, let's go down here. What's up here? Dude? Does that really belong there? I doubt it. Someone had their car's back end in the sidewalk. I told you I'll be done this soda by the time it's IT by the time I get home. This is that really short block I was telling you about that goes between Denton and Sutherland. Which is what I just crossed. I'm gonna fix my line up here. Whoops. Where's the wall? How did I? There. They don't give you very large sodas here. I'm now done that soda, but there is no trash can on the way in. I'm half tempted to dodge into the station and dispose of it. Actually, maybe I'm gonna dispose of it down the garbage chute when I get upstairs. But anyway, we have now officially crossed Denton, I do believe. Hold on a sec. Yeah, I think we have, though. Like I said, if you're not paying attention, you blow that block. You'll blow it all the time. Yep, we blew it. We blew the block without even thinking about it. Not surprised. Here we are by the station. Right! Exactly! Lay on that horn! I have the only action to get. Anyway. Whoa! We're gonna... Someone left a rather large object in my way that I had to halt and dodge around. Wasn't there when we came up this way. There we go. There's now things you notice when you're coming up the side of the street. there's now a hydro pole in that area that we didn't see coming back. Yeah, I think that's there. Hang on. Yes. That's our crossing that I would use to get into the station. I'd have to turn a bit and check it. Sounded like I thought I heard it, which I did. Wonder if my roommate's home yet. Probably not. I got a Chinese food though at some point. I'm gonna get that. Anyway, we're nearly home. Into the final block here. Turn the scanner back up now that we're not in the building. I forgot to do that on my way out. Scanner, like I said earlier on, scans EMS, TPS, and fire, and PTC, and it doesn't scan any of the other services, but occasionally when I'm in something like... Hello. Occasionally when I'm in something like the Eaton Center, I will put it in what's called close call mode, which will allow me to monitor traffic in that local area. Oh yes, and it also, as I also said, probably said earlier, monitors the TTC. This was a very informative walk tonight because there wasn't really anything fun to do, but any fun stupidity except for that shithead who laid on the horn earlier on in my minor stupid move when I wasn't sure I was on the sidewalk and had to make sure so I didn't get squished. Apparently TPS needs one more car. Right. Don't know why they need one more car, but they probably do. We've got the light right away. Let's go. What I did at that crossing was, because of the time of day, I simply kept moving. Since I heard that we still had the surge, I simply kept going. I did not slow down. I did not hesitate. I kept going. Normally at that crossing, I will wait for the light to change because during the day, the intersection's a lot different than at night. Now, it will change though if someone needs to either manually make a change or if a car sits on the sensor, which is in the intersection, that'll make it change so they can get onto Vic Park from here. Another block and a half to home here. And there's a community bus stop right here. Passed it on the way in. It's basically a bus. Doesn't run all the time, but it drives throughout the community. Provides another way for you to get... It stops at bus stops, at stops that aren't serviced by the TTC. And there's one right there, which is Crescent Town Road. And that's where that one stops. I'm now walking up. I think it's Massey. I think I'm walking up Massey Square. Or Massey the street. And we're gonna start veering left here in just a sec. Listen, there's the fan. And here we are. Swing left. Power off the scanner. Since I don't need it anymore. Transfer the scanner. I have to leave the scanner where it is right now. Got my keys. And dispose of my empty glass. Where's that garbage can? That's all recycling. Been here earlier when I was in here. Ah! Here we go. Outside trash can, make use of it. And we'll go, oops, there we go. Clear into the building. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing all right. Have a good night. Gonna push 8. These elevators are braille, and they make noise. See? We're stopping at the lobby.
Lobby level going up.
Hello. What floor?
24.
24?
Yes, thank you.
Not a problem. And that was, as you can tell, the elevator has this habit of not beeping on every floor. Thankfully, it does talk. Going up and down. And here we are. We are home. And my roommate is not back. But that's okay. Hopefully you enjoyed this little tour and walk. What about you all some other time?